This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
And joining us from either Peoria or Surprise is the G-Bag Nation. Fellas, how you doing out there?
Oh, we're doing outstanding, and we're live on Facebook Live as well, gentlemen. It's an honor and a pleasure to be back here in the time slot that made the G-Bag Nation.
Oh, and
has also made the KNC Masterpiece.
Yeah. Ooh-wee. Who was that? Was that Jeff or Bassett?
Yeah, it was me.
Nice. Yeah.
Bassett's in college basketball land right now.
Yeah, oh. I'll tell you what, the dude Reddish is overrated. I'd rather have Culver. For Texas Tech, if we had like the fourth pick in the draft, the Dallas Mavericks, I'll take the Texas Tech kid over.
This is shaping up to be a bad segment.
Duke guy.
Shaping up to be a bad segment.
Oh, sorry.
No one cares.
By the way, heads up to the guy that bet his paycheck that Bassett wouldn't be on right now.
Oh!
You just lost your paycheck, sir.
I hope you don't make much. Oh, wait, I guess you hope that you do.
Yeah. It's weird.
So do we decide
on
the title?
I don't know. You wouldn't want to lose a lot of money on that bet, but at the same time, I wouldn't. If you don't make much, then you would just be broke. So I hope he lost a lot of money because that means he's well compensated for his
work. It's halftime, and the Maverick game hasn't started.
So?
Yeah, so we're having a good time here in Arizona. How's everything back in DFW?
And it's going great. Actually, so we decided for right now, this is going to be the Master Bag Nation, if y'all are cool with that.
Because
you have to have a name for stuff. You know, it's got to have a name. So.
Or the G-Bag Masterpiece.
Yeah. What about the G-Piece?
Whoa.
That sounds kind of dirty.
Yeah, it does.
It does, but it's 9:22 at night. We can be a little dirty.
Yeah.
I'm in.
All right.
Good point.
So, check it out on the Facebook Live page right now. Is that at 105.3 The Fan's Facebook page right there?
Yes, sir, it is.
All right, go check that out. The thing that we're doing this evening, though, I got some options for you guys if y'all want to dive in on some topics. And I wanted to see how is everything with the Rangers? Are we going to win all the World Series this year? Because we just did Baseball Buckets. I don't know if y'all got a chance to hear Baseball Buckets. It's an original baseball segment that is like none other on this station. Y'all get
terrific.
A chance to hear it at all?
Yeah, yeah. In fact, when that happens, I just feel like, you know, you guys are doing your thing, and I think it can be tough, and I know it's really, you know, challenging at times, but – I'm sorry. I apologize.
When we come back.
I'm sorry. I was reading something. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. That was probably my favorite moment tonight. Mike.
Thanks.
Well played once again by Mikey
Thanks.
B.
That's two times today.
Yeah, he's done that twice now.
You
I'm
delivered.
Up for number three.
Gold.
Did you just deliver that? I'm watching the cam, and I'm seeing you actually go through that for a little bit, and it looks like you were looking up into your brain for a little bit to try and find answers.
Yeah,
and
that's what I do. I look into my brain if I'm trying to pull off a joke that I think it could work.
And then started staring at your shoes once you realized you were failing. Seeing that reaction was pretty cool. Everybody should go to the Facebook page.
Yeah, thanks. This is kind of cool.
That is, oh, I guess I better put it
up. Shut
up,
Ari.
You'll be able to find this tomorrow at 105throughthefan.com, by the way.
Where's Kevin?
Kevin is currently at Daytona Beach.
What are you, the fan text?
He's a
Kavanaugh? That's what everybody's asking.
Ari's my homie. I hope Kevin never comes back.
Oh, me too.
Whoa.
But, hey.
Power rank the guys on your show you would fire in order, Corey.
Kevin, Parker, Colby. Because Colby's the one that's here with me right now.
That's a good call.
the other ones are all out. So
very easy decision today.
And Kevin doesn't know how to run the board. Like if you know, Kevin. If I had Kevin but no Parker, then which one of us is going to run the board?
Who cares? It just means it's commercial free radio,
man,
baby.
It's true.
We don't need to play commercials.
The best times, actually, whenever it's just commercial free. That's what we do whenever we do Peace-a-thon. We bring Broadus in for those last 4 hours, and it's essentially commercial free of Broadus just talking about everything that he's ever seen in football.
It's pretty amazing content, isn't it? We're going to have Broadus on tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Oh, nice.
Fridays at 1.
That was a good tease.
Yeah, man. That guy right there does some solid work. All right, so we were talking a little bit about Tavon Austin a little earlier today. And I know you guys were on whenever that broke. You got a text from Mike Fisher about it. My coverage has been a little spotty because I've had the kids all week during spring break. But I've been trying to make sure I'm listening as much as I can, gentlemen.
You know who's on the team? Do you know who's on the Cowboys?
I do.
Keeping up?
I do know
we got
that
Earl Thomas.
They got,
no, we didn't.
They got Christian Covington. And his dad is the all-time leading sack leader in the Canadian Football League.
He's also a member of the Canadian Football Hall of Fame.
There you go.
Ooh, so, he had power.
Were you guys like me thinking, didn't they already have Chris Covington? Didn't they draft him last year out of Indiana? Like they
actually, that was, I believe Gavin was the first one that was like, I thought we had a Covington.
Right.
I'm pretty sure we have a Chris or Christian Covington.
Cowboys are so unfamiliar with going outside the organization to bring in players. They only bring in players with the same names of players on the team already.
And what in the name of Joe Trahan is going on here?
That's a great question. So I have a question I don't pay enough attention, I guess. Okay. On Jalen and Tyron's jerseys, do they both just say Smith?
Oh, I think it says J. Smith and T. Smith.
So Bobby Belt told me that Antoine Woods and Xavier Woods both say Woods.
One says T. Smith.
Okay, so they may not get Tyron. Yeah, that would be a T, dumbass.
I was thinking of Rod.
Oh, wow. What do they do with him?
You know, because they're brothers.
I was just wondering, because if you did an initial, I don't know how you would do the
right,
Chris
differentiate.
Covington, because you'd have to go all the way to Chris and then his next letter.
Do all the Smiths on our team have
you're not
going
to put Christ Covington on the back of the jersey. So
man.
Now you can go all the way to Christy, and you're not going to put a female's name. So now you'd have to go Christy I.
Christia.
Like you'd have to be Christia Covington. Like his jersey would go elbow to elbow. That'd be weird.
Oh, actually, Jalen's just says Smith on the back. So maybe they're
so
just
they don't,
like,
they don't care.
Names don't matter on this team anymore.
It's just a different number. They just
no
give out different numbers.
What if it's like college and both of the guys could wear the same number, too?
That'd be great. Do you guys think it's disrespectful they gave him David Irving's jersey number? I think that is just messed up.
That was his number with Houston. So
I don't care. David Irving is a Ring of Honor guy. He's the first guy to ever take a stand against opioids.
And you're right about
that. Is he
a
Ring of Honor guy? Because when he smokes weed, he can make that ring when he puffs it out.
The only Ring of Honor he's getting in.
They just put a picture of him with a joint in his hand on his Ring of Honor banner.
Man, what a great bust that would be for the Hall of Fame. Big old joint hanging out. It was an impressive sized joint.
It was very impressive.
If you're into that.
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm more of an opioid guy.
Okay.
So am I.
Yeah. It'd be a big bottle of pills any day.
I'm way more into
After back surgery, I was like, give me opioids.
Yeah.
If the doctor gives it to you, it's got to be safe, right?
Yeah, yes.
So true. Of course.
Fail a drug test.
Of course, it's harder to smoke opioids.
I did
speak for yourself.
You can light codeine on fire. You ever put a hydrocodone into, like, a pipe that people smoke out of and just light that up?
No! I've never done that before.
Man,
now
I
be a good time to focus in on the cold beer and just...
I miss doing radio at night, and I miss doing radio with beer.
All right, well, I guess, you know, since we got you in this mood right now, I'd like to play a little bit of some audio for you. I haven't heard this on G-Bag of the Day yet, but maybe I'm wrong about this, and maybe y'all have played it. Have y'all ever heard of a guy named... good God, how do you say this? Dennis Shapovalov.
Yeah, Shapovalov. Mm-hmm.
Y'all heard of him before?
Yeah, Shapovalov.
Oh, who the heck is that?
He's a tennis player.
Sharapova.
Shapovalov. And he plays some tennis, and he recently won a tournament. Brennan in Ontario tournament. And after he won, he wanted to celebrate in this manner.
I'm here in Cali with the fans getting hella lit. Happy with the win today. Now I got a flow to spit. Loving the support, I leave it all on the court. Fighting like a wolf, I'll be back for more. So take care and good night. Know this the good life. Hot tubs and court time. Thursday, we back, all right?
What was the wolf part about? Because he never rhymed that one.
I think he said he was wolf, and that's how he competes. And he did that while staring at a phone. So I guess his lyrics were on his phone. It was not a freestyle
not
rap.
Not a freestyle.
He wrote that.
My understanding is that's the rules of freestyle these days, though.
Oh, really?
That most of them are written down, yes.
Is that's
most
freestyling?
Yeah. You write it down or you memorize it. Yeah. That's what Cole told me.
Okay. Now, Lil Wayne told me that he doesn't know any of his lyrics when he performs them. He goes into a studio and just raps.
You've never talked to Lil Wayne.
Well, he was telling Jimmy Fallon, and I was watching, and I essentially felt like he was talking to me that night. So
okay. Yeah. All right.
So
he was the greatest rapper alive.
Little known fact, that's Wayne Huizenga's son.
It's not.
Okay. All right.
It's totally
it's Lil Wayne. Yeah. It's Lil Wayne Heitzinga.
So was it the World Tennis Association that tweeted it out?
Yeah, actually, yeah, the BNP Paribas Open, they tweeted it out. They asked Drake what he thought about it.
Well, I was going to ask them what rapper they thought that they would tweet at. Like, if you thought tennis only knew one rapper, who would you think that would be?
But
you,
MC Hammer.
Jay-Z, probably.
Okay, I thought Drake. Drake's the tennis maybe? Rapper. Totally.
Yeah, I can see Drake out there in a nice little polo shirt with some short shorts and some boat shoes.
He goes to support Serena, right? At it's the U.S. Open in
New
York.
Well, she wins.
I think he's been there.
Yeah. I don't know.
Wasn't it all awkward because he was like, hi.
And is he getting down with her?
I'm married now. I married my accountant or whatever.
Yeah.
What are you doing here, Drake?
Super rich guy.
Making my husband all jealous.
How much would you guys pay to send your kids to college?
I mean, I'm still paying for my college right now, so right. I'm not paying for theirs. They can.
What if you wouldn't get caught, though?
What are we doing to pay for the college? I think I missed this part of the conversation. Are we doing?
You're just cutting a check. Like your kid really wants to get into a prestigious university like North Texas, and it's like they don't quite have the grades.
Okay.
So you're like, all right, let me
Man,
pay
if you
off
don't
this.
Have the grades to get into North Texas, then just screw it.
What are you doing right now, Bassie? That's where I graduated right from, dude.
I listen to
G-Bag Nation every night on the way home while I was driving home from school in my play-by-play class with Hank Dickinson.
What's the lowest GPA anybody's had out there that got into North Texas is what I want to know. Let's put this to the test. Facebook Live and Autoflex Leasing Fantex.
Like if you passed high school.
What's up with your SAT scores?
I don't even know.
Who got in with an 800?
I had a 1340, so I just went with that.
He beat me on the SAT. What a jerk.
Flexing on radio right now.
Yeah,
I didn't know there was a formula chart, though, or I would have beat you.
I didn't know you had to fill out your name, or I would have done better.
Yeah. Well, wait, how'd you know you got a 1340 if it didn't have your name?
They just handed me the paper, man.
You don't even know whose paper you got. That could have been Uncle Becky's.
Hey, so you asked the question, how much would I pay?
Wait,
how much
who?
Is my sex worth?
No extra.
Okay.
I mean, forget a kid. You want to go somewhere.
I don't even want you to go.
I want to be cool at a nice university that's got cool t-shirts and a national brand. Shut up. You should have got better grades and a scholarship. What in the hell's wrong with these parents?
I don't know.
I mean, come on. You should. Hey, I'm already paying like 20 grand a year for you to get a decent education.
When UTA every once in a while sends me stuff in the mail like, hey, would you like to donate to our school? I was like, I did. I donated $4,500 right. a semester to go there. I didn't get to go there for free. I kind of did. But, I mean, I actually had to send in money through the Cleveland Indians organization to go to college. So
baller.
I would just, if I ever accidentally had a kid and they were like, hey, get me into this school, I'd be like, why do you want to go to college? What a waste of time.
Yeah, because you would be a dad that didn't, right?
Right. So if you did want to go, I'd be like, all right, lay out your plan for the job you're going to get that requires that four-year degree, because there's like eight of them.
Teacher.
That's one of them.
Lawyer.
Doctor.
Is that one?
Doctor.
Yeah, we got five more jobs.
We got scientists. I don't think you can figure out scientist on YouTube. I think you're probably...
BS, dude. Have you been on YouTube?
It does have everything.
And on Twitter, you can follow Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Accountant.
All stand down.
Did you guys know... Did you guys know that if you want to know your hat size, you measure around your head and divide it by pi? Did you?
What kind of pie?
Neil deGrasse Tyson told me that this morning. Did you know some lady from Google set a new record for going the pi number? She found the pi number to the new furthest number? You didn't know that because you didn't go to college.
How far into pi can you get?
I don't really like pie.
Okay, all right.
I guess it depends what's the inside part because I don't like the crust part and I don't like apple pie.
Like chocolate pie. Are you
well,
good with chocolate pie?
I don't like chocolate. Like, I'm okay with chocolate, but I'm not big on chocolate.
The
marshmallow pie?
Lemon meringue's the worst, right?
Lemon's disgusting.
Lemon's fine, but the meringue's just terrible.
I'm not familiar with
key
meringue.
Lime pie's solid. I like key lime pie.
Why
I
would
like
you put keys in a pie?
Guys, we have sugar, you know, we have awesome desserts that have been invented, chocolate, amazing, delicious things. Why would you want to put fruit into a pie? Lemons? Limes?
Could you make a grape pie?
Meringue?
I'm with Dawson. Grapes.
How about caramel and ice cream?
Whoa!
And
caramel pie? Whoa! Calorie.
Oh, yeah, no, I've had a caramel pie
just
before.
Forget about the pie. I mean, he's just saying like caramel and ice cream and chocolate.
Eat
like
caramel? Yeah.
M&M's.
Brown sugar. White sugar.
Oh, like without the pie part?
Yeah, just
you guys
with
are still thinking about
and
pie.
The lemons. What are we doing?
Let's get
some blueberries.
I like the tartness.
Okay.
I have right. noticed that if you put enough brown sugar, and everything else with whatever fruit, it'll pretty much turn that fruit into the goose stuff. You just got to put enough with it. It'll turn it into the goose.
I like that.
You're kind of into
like
the fruits then?
Huh?
You're into fruit?
So how much do you think your sex is worth?
That's what I was asking.
I think you have to set the number on that.
I think my sex is worth a lot. I mean, a whole college scholarship for a semester. That's what I feel.
For a semester?
Yeah, for one semester. Yeah, it depends on the college, too, right? Like, each college charges.
Well, let's go to your school, UNT. So what's your sex worth? How many
I guess it
How many
was
semesters we talking here?
I guess about $3,000 per semester.
You're actually doing the math.
I think so. Yeah.
So okay. So
I didn't take any math classes there.
$3,000 per semester. So that's what, 5 years for you then?
I took one math class, Mike, while I was there. Yeah. So I guess it cost me. Hold on. What's weird is it only costs like $3,000 a semester. Yet I have, I was there for 4 semesters. So that's. $12,000, right? Is that 12?
Why do
I have a student loan for 19? What the hell are they doing? Mm-hmm. How did this happen?
Textbooks have gone up by 1,100% in cost in the last 10 years. Like that.
Yeah, it turned into an industry.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Corey, what's your favorite song to make love to?
Dave Matthews Band, number 41, or Say Goodbye.
Mine's, we could do it in the shower, both of our bodies dripping wet on the patio. We can make something you don't forget on the kitchen floor as I softly pull your hair. We could do it anywhere. I forgot who did that song, but I was way into it, like 112 or Jagged Edge or something.
I also like
something that keeps me going, like reminding myself that I'm too legit to quit.
Oh, yeah. Pump up, hype man.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume, pump up the volume, dance. Ninja, ninja, rap.
Dance, good sex, though. Ari, your turn.
It's Raining Men.
Hallelujah.
It's a good song.
It's got a good beat, good rhythm.
Actually, no, James Brown is just like anything from James Brown is just perfect. Perfect.
I live in America.
Da-na-na. It's the only words I know.
Hand to hand.
Here comes Apollo Creed.
Across the nation.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a really underrated song, guys. It's that Wanna Be a Baller.
Shot caller.
Troy.
Yeah. Please. If you want to break it down nice and slow, it's got a nice rhythm to it.
You've made love to
absolutely.
Is that Pastor Troy? Lil Troy.
Yeah.
That's Lil Troy.
Yeah. You know, sometimes that's it comes on, and you know you don't want to reach over or whatever, change it in the middle of it. So then you discover things about songs.
Way down yonder on the Chattahoochee.
It gets hotter than a hoochie.
Can you say that though?
I mean, how did he get away with that at that time? Because when you listen to it, it's like, okay, that is what he's talking about, right?
Well, dude, that's like when you think about, when you listen to Crash by Dave Matthews Band.
No one's ever listened to that.
Yeah, lots
when
of people
you come
have.
Crash. Into me.
And then what does he do?
No.
Don't
no.
stand there. Bust a move. Is that a different song?
It's totally different song.
But it kind of fits.
It does.
Hey, little thing, let me not give me gold to mama. I don't want to hit a nine, hit around.
You want it all, but you can't have it. That song right there. Just tell her, no, it's not your turn tonight.
That away.
Good news, we have another segment coming up.
Oh. You know what?
I mean, break time?
I guess we should stick to a clock if... Yeah, let's go ahead and take a break.
Let's just roll right through it, double break, and we'll get out of here and get drunk.
More baby making music on the way next.
Do y'all want to talk about a man that cheated during a fishing tournament next on The Fan?